Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Howdy! Woohoo! Welcome to your Wednesday edition, you guys and gals.
Of the BTN News Show, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it's hump day. Woohoo! Feeling good. It's the 27th of January, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in about 5 minutes. Dum dum dum! It's finally happened. iPhone sales have finally stalled. Yes, according to Apple's new numbers, they're just not quite as strong as they used to be, the old iPhones. Mind you, however, though, in that same report, Apple's also said that there's over 1 billion devices of Apple stuff worldwide being used. That also includes, like, Apple TVs and includes everything with an Apple logo on it. Let's just put it that way. But even so, the numbers just aren't as big as they used to be. Apple still sold a buttload of iPhones. In fact, Mr. Tim Cook revealed that Apple has sold 74.77 million iPhones since September. Wow. Now, even though iPhone sales have gone down, that doesn't mean it's still the reigning champion in everybody's pockets. But it does mean that Apple's revenue, not quite as much. Oh, hell, what am I saying? We've heard all this stuff before. Oh, no, Apple's dying. Watch out. And the new phones will come out later this year and go, oh, look at that. Is it going to continue forever? No, of course not. Nothing ever does. But I don't see the end of Apple on the horizon anytime soon. Neither. Well, it must be nice to be a VIP. That is, if you're on Twitter. Why? Well, because you're not seeing as many ads. Is it just me and you? Did you know that there's VIPs on Twitter? I didn't know that. Well, according to a report from Recode, Twitter has actually stopped showing adverts to some VIP users, stating that it's an attempt to get the most valuable users to stay engaged. Really? The most valuable users? I guess me and you and I and everybody else that we follow, we're not valuable, huh? Now, also according to Recode, it's not really clear how Twitter determines who's the most valuable user and who's not. But it is speculated upon that both the volume and the reach of the tweets is the main factor. So yeah, we're looking at those people with the little blue thing at the top, you know, celebrities, politicians, journalists, you know, yada, yada, yada. Everybody knows Twitter's kind of having a little bit of a struggling time right now. In fact, their stock has kind of went... And I don't know if this information actually is going to help it or not. But here's an idea, Twitter. How about you treat all of your users, regardless if we have a blue thing or not? Yeah, why don't you give us all the same experience? Maybe it'd help your numbers a little bit. Just a suggestion. Well, everybody's getting into the news app business. You know, it all started with Flipboard. Then, of course, we got News 360. Then Apple thought, oh, we could do one like that, too. And then they got theirs out. And we don't know how many people are using it because they kind of faked the numbers on that. But Microsoft thought, hell, let's join the game as well. So that's what Microsoft has done with their news app called News Pro. And yes, it is available on iOS. Funny enough, when you look at the thing, it's very similar to Apple's offering. You can actually even log in with your Facebook or even LinkedIn account. And you do pretty much what you do with any other news app. You find your interest. Say finance, tech, news, design. I personally actually tried it out this morning and it actually worked pretty well. In fact, it actually put me down for a sports freak and I actually didn't tell it to, which is actually true. I don't really know how it knew that though, so that there's also kind of the scary part at the back of my head. As for an overall experience, it's pretty much just like any other news app out there. But if you're not happy with your news reading experience, you might want to give it a try. And finally, not only is it Apple's doomsday, well, it's doomsday for us too. Yes, I'm talking about the doomsday clock. Nothing's actually changed, though. It's all still set 3 minutes before midnight before we all kick the bucket. Now, in case you didn't know this, every year the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientist Organization unveils a new time for this catastrophic event that will completely take out planet Earth. Now, last year, you might remember, the minute hand had actually dropped from 5 minutes to about 3 minutes before midnight, so yeah, we had less time to say goodbye. But none of that's changed this year. So how do they base the end of the world for all of us? Well, they take into account, say, climate change, modernization of nuclear weapons, and the nuclear arsenal currently deployed around the world. So I don't really know how to look at this. And I guess it's great that we are not worse off than we were last year, but at the same time, we haven't moved any, meaning none of the countries and the weapons and the climate change, none of that's changed either. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com for all the great BTN shows. And heck, while you're over there, if you love what we're doing here at BTN, your support would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Please, please, please consider donating to our Patreon fund. Your help does go a very long way for all the free content that we push out to you each and every week here at the BTN headquarters. You can do that by clicking that support tab page over there at the BritishTechNetwork.com website. And as always, if you are contributing to us now, thank you so, so much, Patreon subscribers. We love you! For all the latest happenings here at BTN, you can follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, the British Tech Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com, for all the great happenings in the BTN community. If you're not a part of it, you got to get over there. It's really a fun place to be had. Well, that wraps up your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. But, yes, indeed, we'll be back tomorrow with your late Thursday edition. Getting you caught up, however, though, on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Wednesday. And thank you so much for listening.